and environmentally friendly concrete is gaining traction, local manufacturers are looking to see if it makes sense financially. This is Focus on Technology. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Canada's Carbon Cure Company is leading an initiative to reduce the footprint of the concrete industry. Through its technology, the company helps make concrete more green. Director of Sustainability Christy Gamble says it's all about getting rid of something harmful to the environment that improves the product.
Turns out that you can use CO2 to make better concrete while reducing its carbon footprint.
Concrete manufacturers can get the carbon dioxide from waste fertilizer plants and industrial gas companies. Through Carbon Cure technology, they're able to convert what would otherwise be a greenhouse gas into a mineral that gets permanently embedded in the concrete.
So our technology is installed in a concrete plant, and that technology injects the CO2, which is liquefied, into the concrete while it's being mixed. And what happens is when CO2 is mixed in with wet concrete, a chemical reaction occurs where that CO2, that carbon dioxide, turns into a mineral.
Gamble says that mineralization is actually able to improve the strength of the concrete. This added benefit and the environmental aspect help convince Ryan Ciadella. He's vice president of research and development for Ozinga, a concrete company in the upper Midwest and South Florida.
So by doing that, I can also then replace some of the cement, which is one of the main factors in contributing to the CO2 production and, you know, worldwide. And so, you know, not only am I injecting CO2, but I'm replacing cement, which then further reduces the CO2 impact of the concrete.
A Dayton area company, Snyder Brick and Block, used the Carbon Cure technology for a while but discontinued it. Mark Snyder told WVXU Carbon Cure is a great idea, but in the end it was cost prohibitive. Snyder says his company had to purchase the CO2 from businesses like Air Products, an industrial gas company, and also had to pay fees associated with the developer. He then had to pass those along to the end user, who was unwilling to pay any additional cost on their construction projects. Ozinga's Ciadella says it's all about the situation and the volume.
You know, the model must, you know, make sense in terms of your organization and being able to produce enough to offset the monthly cost of the equipment. So, you know, installed in the right locations that produce enough volume, our organization is able to offer it at a no-cost upcharge to our customers.
Ozinga has installed this technology in 6 locations and is considering expanding it within its network. Carbon Cure's Christy Gamble says the company's technology has been installed in more than 130 plants in the U.S., Canada, and Singapore. She says there's been a lot of good feedback from the concrete industry.
From a sustainability perspective, there really is nothing more sustainable than building to last. And so concrete has so many positive attributes to it, and there's so many reasons why concrete is actually the most abundant man-made material on the planet. The issue is simply that the production of cement does result in carbon emissions, and so that is a particular sustainability issue that has been front and center of the industry, and so the industry welcomes opportunities to reduce that footprint.
Carbon Cure says it has the potential to reduce up to 500 million tons of CO2 across the globe.
Ultimately, the vision is to collaborate with other processes to help make concrete a carbon neutral solution. On a case-by-case basis, we've been able to show great amounts of reduction. So, for example, a building in Atlanta that's 12 stories ended up being able to save 1.5 million pounds of CO2 in that building alone. And that's equivalent to the same amount of CO2 as 800 acres of forest land would be able to sequester over the course of a year.
Carbon Cure looks to expand its partnerships like the one it has with Ozinga. Ryan Ciadella says he wants to leave the world in a better condition than when he first got here. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.